And she went to school. Well, Rothel was the only school, well, the only place there was a school. There wasn't another school. It was it. You went there or you didn't go to school. And he had a fine horse and buggy. Prettiest horse you ever saw. And if I could get up there in time, I could ride to school in the buggy in real severe weather, you know, rain or whatever, like you have in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And he had a big lap robe that went across the where you were sitting in the buggy. And he had some kind of, it was a lantern, I guess, but I thought since I've grown up, that might have been dangerous. But he didn't do anything that would have been dangerous. And he'd wrap us up with that lap robe here. We'd go to school. And that was really wonderful. But then when I didn't get to ride with them, this Mr. H.I. had a general store in Roswell, right in town, uptown. You know, there's an uptown and a downtown to Roswell, if you didn't know it.
No.
Well, yes. Uh-huh. And we had a post office uptown, one downtown. But Mr. store was uptown. And he'd be in that store when we got there with a big roaring fire, and it just so good and warm. Well, my goodness, we did the wrong thing. If we just have stayed out in the cold, we wouldn't have noticed it so much. But then we'd nearly freeze again before we got to school.
Yeah.
But I tell you, that's some more kind of days. And then like when we were coming back from school, sometimes somebody would have a penny. And if we could get 5 or 6 pennies among the group, you know, that was walking our way, well, we'd stop at Mr. to buy some candy. He had it wasn't mixed candy, but it was scrap candy. And we'd go in the store, we'd get all the pennies we have, we'd give him the pennies. He'd get a sack this big, honey, and fill that sack full of candy. He knew we were hungry, and he knew we were children, and he knew we loved candy, and we just had a ton. He was a fine man.
It was called scrap candy?
Yeah.
So it was like the little slivers when they...
No, honey, it was stick candy,
And
it was peanut butter in the center, and that stick was about that big around, and it was just in little pieces, you know, some be short, some long, some one way and some another, and he would give us, I know, many times worth the money he got for that candy.
Oh, that's sweet.
And you know, that's just so vivid in my memory. I can just taste that candy right now.
Sounds real good.
It had peanut butter in there, you know, and it was so good, so good. He was a good man.
And on hot days, they'd walk from school, and they'd take their shoes off about halfway.
Because the road was a dirt road, and the ground felt good to our feet.
Oh,
so we'd
yeah.
just take the shoes off and go barefooted the rest of the way. It was good days, but where you look back now and think all the advantages the children had, and I'm glad they have every one they do, but it's something else to have memories like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then another thing, the gypsies used to come through from up in the mountains, you know, they'd be taking apples and whatever they had, I reckon, to Atlanta. I don't know where they went. But the gypsy wagon would scare me to death. And when we got to this house up on the hill, my house was down the hill at the foot of the hill. Well, I had been told that those gypsies would pick up a child and put them in their wagon and carry them off, and that would just scare me to death to see that wagon coming. Okay, there was a cornfield over here. And when I saw that wagon, I took to that cornfield, and I was in just a few minutes of getting to the house before that wagon got up close to where I was. Now, you can't imagine a child alone and being afraid of it. But I was simply scared. I was afraid they'd pick me up and then nobody never would know where I went.
So what would they do when they came through? They would trade things with people?
Yeah, they used to stop by the house. They had beads and that sort of thing, but I heard my mother say, that never to let them in the house because they would steal whatever mm-hmm. they could see around mm-hmm. what they could pick up. And of course she was wise to that, and she never let them in the house. And I don't know that she ever bought anything from them, but they would stop at the houses, you know, to sell you apples and whatever they had else to sell. But she said they would steal, and she said don't ever let them in the house. But anyway, and then of course at that time the mail delivery was carried with a horse and buggy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.